See, I'm good at this. And there we go. It is recording. We are here with Brooke Waller from Global 3D Arts down in Hayes, Kansas. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All the way from down south. I got the American flag behind me in honor of our American friends down there.
Yes, very nice.
So the reason I have Global 3D Arts on today is I got in touch with you guys a few, I guess it was a couple months ago now, regarding producing a 3D model of the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple.
Oops.
No worries.
Oh, there we go. I'm not sure what happened there. Okay.
And you guys have been sending me the pictures of the development, and it looks amazing. I just wanted to talk to you guys about kind of your process, if any other Masonic temples are interested in creating 3D models of their building, which I think would be a great memento for people coming to visit and a great thing to sell in stores. So tell me, if somebody was interested in creating a 3D model of their building, a Masonic temple or anything else, what are the steps that they would take to go about it and get in touch with you guys?
Basically, when you reach out, we kind of ask you what all information you can provide. Since, you know, yours is an older building, you had like, you did have floor plans and blueprints and things, which was very helpful. But yeah, we just basically start with what you can provide and then kind of fill in the gaps from there of what we need to actually create the model.
Was this the first time you had a Masonic temple?
It was the very first Masonic temple, yes. They've done lots of historic buildings about the same type of architecture, things like that, but definitely the first Masonic temple.
What type of customers do you guys normally have at Global 3D Arts?
Typically, it's real estate people or new construction. We do a lot of like apartments, things like that. Sometimes we do either just like single buildings, kind of like what these are back here. And they also do a lot of site development models for when they're putting in like a whole new neighborhood and things like that too. That can kind of range in the scale, and those are very range a lot. Like these are very larger buildings, and the site development ones have really small buildings on like on the whole entire site.
I was just incredibly impressed with the detail. I'll put a picture up of that you guys managed to get on the Windsor Masonic Temple model.
Yes,
it's only 7x7, and you guys have done such a great job with the details. Can you tell me a little bit about the process you use to create 3D models, the types of machines, and how you go about producing such incredible detail on such, you know, small scales?
Yeah, of course. For your model in particular, that really was the biggest challenge, was showing all the beautiful detail in the small scale. But yeah, it is only about 7 inches, the whole output. This one, they wanted to 3D print it. That's what they hoped to do eventually, but with the window frames and things like that, was much too small to actually show the detail with a standard extruder 3D printer. So they ended up actually laser cutting in all of those details. But it was kind of a little bit of trial and error to see what worked best with that. For models, they start out just kind of by visualizing what the end product's gonna look like. And sometimes they'll do hand sketches or like a simple 3D sketch, like what we sent you in the beginning for the design approval. And then from there, they'll kind of decide what materials to use. And then they actually lay out every part of the model on a 3D program that gets fed to either the 3D printer or the laser cut machine. And then after everything's cut, they go to the assembly process.
And you've talked about you said this is the first Masonic temple you've done. You've done other historical buildings. Mm-hmm. What type of other historical buildings have you done in the past? Is it primarily local to Kansas, or do you get orders from
Washington? We do all over. One that's kind of one of our favorite models is the historic Fox Theater that's located here in Hayes, Kansas. And that one's really cool. It's actually got complete interior detail, so you can lift up the roof and actually every level lifts up so you can see down inside what the interior and furniture looks like. And then another really cool project that we're actually currently working on is the Anne Frank House. And that's going to actually go in their museum in New York City and be on display there. And that one has a cutaway of the front, so you can see like the building layout and all the furniture and everything. So that's a really neat one as well.
Outside of how impressed I was with the Masonic Temple model that you guys have produced and sent to me, I've also been very impressed, you know, in the midst of a pandemic and all that fun stuff, how responsive Global 3D Arts has been. Whenever I send an email to you guys with any questions or ideas or comments, you always respond so quickly. I guess, how important is Global 3D Arts? Is that connection between the person requesting the model, the customer, and just regular contact between you guys and the customer? It seems like you guys are really terrific at that, even in the midst of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really the most important part, is any time that anything specific, any significant updates have been made, we always send to the customer so they can kind of prove and make sure we're going in the right direction. That's basically exactly how that design process works, is we send regular updates, and then you just let us know if anything needs fixed or things like that.
And behind you, you showed me earlier, you have some pretty cool models. I don't know if you want to show those again now that we're recording some of the things you guys are working on.
We sure do. Yeah, these are just some that we have made, and they made like duplicates for display in our office. So these are some really neat ones. This one right here, they actually also did a site development model of these houses. This was in North Carolina. And they did one large model to show the house is larger as well.
Tip the camera down a little bit.
Oops, can you see? Oh, my bad. There we go. Sorry, still figuring everything out.
I'm not good at this stuff either.
There. Can you see that now?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay. And this is the building that we operate out of. This is the Hadley Center, which is a large office building. So we operate out of here. It's for our sales office anyways. And Dave, the owner, owns this building. So that's pretty neat too.
Very cool.
Yep.
So I will throw down in the description how to get in touch with you guys for anybody who is interested, whether it's another Masonic Temple or just anybody interested in creating some models of their buildings. But if you want to give a shout out to, the best way to get in touch with you guys, your contact information, and how to proceed with a request.
That would be probably our website, which is just global3darts.com. We have a lot of information on there, a lot of examples of different projects. And there's just a contact form you can fill out directly on there. And that's probably the best way to reach us. Or you can always just give us a call.
What's the phone number? I'll put it in the comments.
It's 888-609-2900.
We are in suite number one.
Well, is there anything else you want to mention about Global 3D Arts and the work you do? I can speak to the great customer service and the great... The pictures look amazing, so I'm sure the final product will be amazing as well. Looking forward to getting them soon.
Yeah.
But I guess just how, with the work that you do, you know, recreating people's treasured buildings and things like that, how important is it for you guys, the work that you do, to see people get to take home something that they care about, you know, a piece of their history or account's history or a community's history?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best part, is just to have a happy customer with the product and everything, and especially ones like this. Like, we do a lot of new construction that we're just working off floor plans way long before the building's even built, before they can visualize it. But this is kind of our favorite things to do, is something more historic and personal. So we really do have enjoyed that.
Awesome. Well, to all the any Masons out there watching this, get in touch with Global 3D Arts. It's all in the description below, the content information, because I think, you know, one thing I noticed is I was, especially for Christmas villages and things, they have post offices, they have general stores, but they don't have any Masonic temples as part of those Christmas villages.
Right, yeah.
And you guys have got a Masonic temple down in Hayes, I know. I'm not
sure. We sure do. Yep.
And if you've seen it before, I'm not sure the address on the top of my head, but every
It's real close to Main Street. Yep, that's a real pretty big deal around here too.
Very cool. Well, if you see it, please tell them I say hello.
I sure will. Yeah, and I know we talked a lot. We've been focusing on models this conversation because that's what we're doing for you. But they also do have a team who does 3D photorealistic renderings and animation, so more digital work as well.
Awesome.
So that's kind of another part that we do too.
What type of customers do you have for that?
A lot of times also it's more new construction, trying to visualize what a building's going to look like, or prior to a remodel, they want to visualize what that'll look like when it's finished. So that's typically, we don't really do a whole lot for, like you said, existing historical buildings. Cause you know, you can obviously just take a picture of the building. But so it's more things like for new buildings or changes.
What type of materials do you typically use for your models?
Usually a mix of plastics and acrylics. So, but if something needs more detail, like wood or metal, sometimes they will actually use wood or metal, or they'll just paint things to look like it. Like yours, we painted, they made it look pretty realistic, like bricks, which was really neat. So a lot of the models, one thing I didn't mention is a lot of the models need the finishings done and painted prior to assembly. So it's a lot of painting and finishing work too, which takes a lot of artistry. We have some really amazing, talented artists here that work for us.
I was, speaking of that, just very impressed with, I mean, all the detail on the Masonic Temple that you guys are producing for Windsor, but especially the brickwork, like you said. It must have been whoever those painters are. Tell them I say thank you so much.
I sure will. Yeah, it turned out really awesome, and they've enjoyed doing it. So it's been a very fun, interesting project.
Good. Well, hopefully you'll get some more Masonic Temple projects through this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank you so much for taking time all the way down in Hayes, Kansas, for talking to me. It's much appreciated.
Of course. You too. Yeah. It's very nice.
And stop.